The increase in so-called boarding in hospital emergency rooms has prompted a push for a special hospital unit in Massachusetts for mental health patients. Boarding is when patients wait days, even weeks, in hospitals before they get a psychiatric treatment bed. WBUR's Deborah Becker this morning has the story of one patient's struggle to get mental health and substance abuse treatment.
For 5 straight days this spring, Patty, who doesn't want her last name used to protect her son's privacy, found herself seeking refuge in the chapel at Haywood Hospital in Gardner. That's where her 28-year-old son Eric was waiting for a psychiatric treatment bed.
The person that's having that breakdown is not my, you know, it's not the son that I know, and I don't want him to see me crying over it, so sometimes I'll take a walk and come down to the chapel and just be quiet in here.
Eric was hospitalized because Patty called for help.
He overdosed on multiple medications. I had to call 911 on my own son, and now he's just waiting to go somewhere, and he really, really, really wants treatment, but there's no place for him right now.
Eric has been to this hospital and others several times, and usually the wait for further treatment has been long. While he waits, Patty says, Eric gets no treatment, although he can take medications that were previously prescribed. Patty says the situation is frustrating for everyone.
He'll lash out and he'll start throwing things and want to fight, or he just says he wants to die. You know, he'll say, go ahead, call the police because I'm ready to die today. It's really scary when you hear your son say things like that.
Months ago, Patty did call police because Eric was out of control. She says he told the officers he had a gun.
The police pulled the gun, and I said, don't shoot him. He doesn't have a weapon. He's just saying that he wants to die. He wants you to shoot him. And then the other officers went up to him, and they realized that he didn't have a weapon. If I wasn't there, would they have shot him? Would it have come to that? I don't know.
What's been most frightening for Patty is that now she's not sure if Eric has lost all hope because he told social workers that he has violent thoughts.
They asked him about if he was feeling suicidal, and he said yes. And they said, well, you know, what would you do if you had the opportunity? And he just said murder-suicide. And the nurse looked at me, and I looked at her. And we both froze because I think we both knew that it meant me.
Eric was a good student in high school, a happy kid, Patty says, but things changed when he was 18 and started drinking heavily. Patty now believes he was self-medicating an undiagnosed mental health problem. For the past decade, Eric has been in and out of hospitals, treatment centers, and jails. Incarceration, Patty says, made him distrust law enforcement. In treatment, Eric has usually signed himself out. In one case, Patty found out that Eric left an inpatient psychiatric treatment facility 2 days after he attempted suicide and was found hanging in a shower.
I found out by going through some paperwork of his when he was in the hospital. And every single time he's been in the hospital, he's been allowed to sign himself out against medical advice, and they let him walk out the door. I mean, if they have to sedate you and restrain you, they should not be opening the door the next day and letting you out.
Eric has been diagnosed with bipolar disorder, PTSD, and a substance use disorder, what clinicians call dual diagnosis, meaning someone with both a mental health and substance use disorder. These patients often have an especially hard time accessing treatment. Most mental health facilities won't accept someone who's actively using substances, and many addiction programs won't accept someone with acute mental health issues. Such patients also wait longer in hospital emergency rooms. A study of Massachusetts hospitals published in the Annals of Emergency Medicine showed that mentally ill patients wait hours, sometimes days, for treatment. It also found that the poorest patients, those on public insurance or without insurance, wait the longest.
This scenario happens over and over and over again.
Judith Schindel Rothschild, associate professor of nursing at Boston College, has published research on staffing and wait lists in hospital ERs.
Due to the shrinking numbers, especially for children and adolescents, of psychiatric beds, we're seeing children and adolescents, and obviously adults as well, remaining in emergency rooms for longer and longer periods of time.
Schindel Rothschild says the problem has been brewing for decades, starting with the closing of state mental hospitals some 50 years ago. The state, she says, never followed through on the promise of more community-based care for those with mental illness.
We saw burgeoning numbers of individuals with chronic mental health needs in shelters or, frankly, on the streets of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. And that trend has not changed. If anything, it's getting worse.
Data released last year by the Massachusetts Health Policy Commission show that between 2010 and 2014, hospital emergency rooms in the state saw a 24% increase in mental health and substance use patients. Despite that, UMass Memorial Center in Worcester was slated to cut half of its inpatient psychiatric beds just last week, but it postponed the move amid criticism. One potential solution to all of this is the subject of a State House hearing today. It's about a bill that calls for creating a pilot program at Taunton State Hospital where patients could be moved from hospital ERs and get treatment while they wait for a long-term bed. Inpatient psych beds, though, as Eric's story shows, are just one hurdle for those with complicated mental health issues. After Haywood Hospital, Eric was placed in a psychiatric facility. But after 2 weeks, his mother says, he left.
He doesn't want to be that way. He didn't choose the addiction. He didn't choose the mental health. He didn't choose it. I know people say that it's a choice, but it's not a choice. He's a good kid. He's sweet and he's kind. But there's something going on in his head that he can't help.
12 days ago, Patty got a Facebook message from Eric when he used a computer at the public library, and she went to court to commit him to treatment. He was taken to a Boston hospital emergency room where they were evaluating his care, and while Patty was in the waiting room, Eric left the hospital. Patty filed a missing person report with police more than a week ago, but she hasn't heard from Eric since. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.